Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris and Amy back with you. Part three on this week on how to have healthy relationships. I love what you've done with this series because it's different than what I wanted to do when Trent said an hour ago that shoot these things. And it was, sorry, Trent, called you out on this. But it was, you started with, hey, you got to be a safe person to have healthy relationships. Yep. And then we went to don't be selfish if you want to be. And now today is be
loving.
Loving. That is such a broad concept.
It's such a broad concept.
And it's overused, overdone. How do we actually break that down and apply it? What does loving look like? Because again, we're coming down to, remember Proverbs at the very beginning says, a person that wants friends must show themselves to be friendly. You want to be a person that has friendships in your life, deep relationships. You got to be safe. You're going to be selfless. Don't be selfish and be loving. So where do you start with, what does loving look like?
Well, it's kind of a broad term, and I feel like the world has their version of what love looks like, and it's not what the Bible says.
So yeah.
There's so much more specifics in the Bible.
So what are the specifics? If someone came to you and said, okay, so give me a breakdown. What does be loving look like? What is it?
Well, it's definitely not a feeling. It's not based on feelings, and it's, you know, based on more of actions.
So you loving me isn't based on feelings?
Well, it is based on feelings, but my motivation and my commitment is based on actions.
Oh, but feelings sometimes come,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay.
Of course they do.
Well, let's get in the actions, not the feelings, again, of just relationship.
Yes.
So where would you start and say, so here's a list that shows loving.
I would say 1 Corinthians 13.
Got a Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I remember we just talked about this, and I said, it's been played a lot. You know, people do this a lot. And she said something that was genius. She goes, yeah, we hear it a lot, but we've never mastered it. Good looks, sense of humor in the family, brains in the family, and better good looks. That's right. We always go to 1 Corinthians 13. We've heard it, but none of us have mastered it. So, Dr. Amy, for us to have loving relationships, walk us through that list.
Okay.
What do we need to do to be healthy?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's probably why we haven't mastered it.
Yeah.
You love doing the thing where it's like, add your name in.
Yeah, put your name in. Amy is patient.
Well, I'm glad you did your name on it, not my name.
Amy doesn't envy. Yeah.
One of the things that we always talk about here is that love is a choice. And I love that you said it's not emotion. Emotions will come with the choices of love, but love is a choice. For God so loved the world that he
gave his
felt voice. Really warm and fuzzy about people. No, for God so loved the world that he
gave.
Had a big emotions and just felt all like, oh, my heart just beats when I see you. No, for God so loved the world that he
gave.
Yeah, he thought in his heart and his mind, oh, how much I love you. No, for God so loved the world that he
gave.
It's the right answer.
Son.
He gave.
Yes.
We serve a God of love, and love says, and God says it's not an emotion, it's an action. Love is patient, love is kind, is long suffering. When you and I want to build relationships, when we want healthy relationships, I love this week. We got to be a safe person. No one's going to build time and put trust into someone who hasn't shown themselves to be a safe person. The way you handle the truth, the way you handle conversations, the way you listen. Number two is that don't be selfish. Put their needs and interests above their own. Make them more important. In every relationship you have, make that other person more important. Their time, their problems, their concern. People love to be with someone like that. And then today, what's that look like? You got to be loving. Mm-hmm. Where do you start with something like that? Someone goes, okay, I've got to be more loving. Where would you tell them to start?
You start with
praying.
Because obviously what I have as a human is not, I can't love the way I'm intended to love, the way God wants me to love. So I can't do it out of my own like self-will and motivation and desire. I have to actually be filled to be able to do that.
And I tell you why you start with prayer. Because if yesterday you want to serve others is better than you and you want to love others, you will never be closer to the Spirit of God than when you're doing those two things. Jesus came to serve, to seek the lost and to love. He came to serve and he came to love. You want to be close to the Holy Spirit in your life? In your relationship, seek to serve and love people and you will encounter the Spirit closer than before. You expect people to serve and love you, you will never be more anti the Spirit of God than at that moment. That's about having healthy relationships from Dr. Brown. We love you guys. See you later.